The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
But first, hundreds of children could be denied a school place in a special classroom from September of this year because the level of demand has far exceeded expectation. Irish Independent political editor Mary Regan has the story and she joins us now. We'll also hear from parents who are affected by this or who are worried that they will be affected by this. Amy Hennessy from Dunshaughlin and Natalia Montalvo from Dublin are on the line. But first of all, Mary, if I can come to you. This all emerged in the Dáil, where we heard about the potential shortfall of special school classes in September. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, so it's something that TDs have been concerned about for some time now. We've seen the sort of outcry and the subsequent U-turn over the allocation of special needs assistance. And that's because schools had been getting their letters in recent weeks telling them what their allocation would be. Well, in the next couple of weeks, parents will be getting letters telling them whether their child has been allocated a place in a special classroom from September. And the deadline for applications closed last October. But there's concern amongst TDs that the level of demand far exceeds what's available. So in the budget, the government provided for 400 new special classes from September. And it was raised in the Dáil yesterday by the Labour Party education spokesperson, Owen Kenny. He said that the intelligence he has is that the level of demand will require 600 new special classrooms, so 200 more than what the government has budgeted for. And that would amount to between 800 and 1,000 children who more than what the government had, let's say, anticipated when they budgeted for this. Now, the response from the Department of Education is that they wouldn't confirm the figures in the first place and, you know, whether these figures are in fact accurate or not. But they did say that a lot of children who have applied already have places in mainstream classrooms. They have places where they're being helped with an SNA. So the suggestion there is sort of that maybe, you know, the preference is to have children in the, you know, mainstream classrooms than providing them with a special classroom place specifically. And the Taoiseach, when he was asked about this in the Dáil again, he also didn't give the figures, but he did say that the numbers that applied for special classroom places for the coming school term has increased exponentially this year compared to last year. And he said it's over and above anything that was contemplated by the government. And that was, you know, the October deadline. But he said even since the October deadline passed, many more people have come forward. And the Department of Education also confirmed that to me. They said that they have been informed that since the October deadline passed, many more families and children are coming forward seeking a special class place.
So it would seem from what you're saying and what you've learned from the department and what the Taoiseach's response, that it's not really in dispute that there could be a very large shortfall in these special classes and places for children who need them.
No, it's definitely not being disputed, and the Taoiseach didn't dispute it in the Dáil, nor did the department dispute it. And I think the sense from the Taoiseach was that, you know, his term, you know, far over and above what was contemplated by government suggests that, you know, there is an issue here. And, you know, it's something that when children get allocated their classes or not allocated their class places over the coming weeks is likely to, you know, cause some degree of controversy.
Okay, Mary, thank you for bringing us up to date and telling us what has happened to bring us to this point. And I'm joined now by two people, as I said, who may be affected by this in September, Amy Hennessy and Natalia Montalvo. You're both welcome. So, Amy, you're a parent who is facing this situation. Tell us your own story.
Hi. I have a child. He's autistic and he has global developmental delay. We had him privately assessed 2 years ago, and we were told on that report that he would need an ASD class in a mainstream school. That was fine. So we've been advised that from the start. So you have to contact the NCSE and you get an ASINO officer, and you have to get this letter of eligibility. You have to apply for by a deadline in October, and if you don't have this letter, you won't get a place in class. And these are all you have to jump through so many hoops. Not every parent is aware of it either, which I think is terrible.
And your little boy, Amy, just so we know, he hasn't started school yet. He's nearly five, is that right?
He'll be five in the summer, and he will need a place in junior infants, but in an ASD class. So the usual, you know, I've two other boys, and you know, you apply for schools, in a mainstream without any hassle. But I applied for over 60 schools, all over Mead. I had to do up a spreadsheet. I had to contact the schools, see if they had ASD classes. Now, say for example, I'm in Dunshaughlin. We have three schools here. Dunshaughlin is grown like overnight. There's houses, there's apartments. We've three schools. I know there's a problem with mainstream now, as is this year and last year, I believe. But the ASD issue is really bad. So in the three schools, we have one ASD class across three schools, and they only hold six pupils. And the six pupils could go from, so in this one class, you could have children from junior infants up until sixth class. So until somebody leaves that class, in sixth class, say,
there's no space.
Or for some reason, there's never space.
So you didn't get, did you get anywhere in Dunshaughlin, which would be your preference?
I didn't. So as I said, I applied for over 60 schools. I was getting so many no's. It's so destroying. It's so disheartening. It's so stressful. We pay nearly €1,100 a month on therapies. He's thriving in preschool. And to think that he would not have a space for a whole year could undo so much hard work that we've put in.
Can I just go back to what you just said? €1,100 on therapies. You're paying that from your earned income. Are you getting any of that back?
We get some back, only because I have a VHI policy, I get some back. We probably don't get half of that back. So we can claim a little bit with a VHI policy, but realistically, half of it comes out of our pocket because there's nothing. Now, I have to say, we're lucky. It was very hard even to get those private therapies. It's very stressful, but there was nothing on offer. Mm-hmm. So I would do what I have to do to get my child a place because, like, the senior was saying, oh, well, he could go to school next year. He's only five. But my point was, we've put in such hard work for 2 years and we see the difference in him. To have no place for a whole year could undo all that work. I just couldn't imagine it. We did get offered, where we are now is we were lucky enough. With a lot of hard work, I mean, I contacted TDs, I hounded schools. It took a lot of time. I've been offered now, I was offered a place in a school in Trim. And
how far away is that from you, Amy?
It was just under, realistically, it would be about a half an hour, but that's not given traffic. But where we stand is, I have two other boys, one in secondary school, one in primary school. So I would have three boys in three different schools.
And you're both working?
We're both working. Now, I have cut down. I worked 5 days. I've cut to three. I can't cut down anymore. But where we stand now is I then got offered another place last week. It's a half an hour away also. So what I've done now for 2 weeks, I'm grateful that I got offered a space, but I was doing trial runs last week at school times to see could I manage to get from one school to another. And both schools had different start times. So I was practicing doing trial runs to every school to see could I get each child in realistically on time, to and from, what way the traffic would be to gauge it.
And ideally, Amy, what you want is to have your son going to school in an appropriate class in Dunshaughlin. Yes. That's what you need.
Ideally, I mean, the situation of caring for your child and a fighting for not only just a school place, for kids to be assessed, to get appropriate care. It's fight after fight. You know, it never seems to end. And it's very unfair that you have to. Look, I am grateful that I got a space, but it didn't come with it came with a lot of hard work. And to be honest with you, it's going to be, me and my husband are going to have to both approach our jobs and look for air start times to now be pushed back further. I don't know if they're going to accommodate, but that's where we're at. We have to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you can't put a child who is going to be just gone five on a bus. You know, that's not going to be an option. Yeah.
The way I feel is I actually worked in town for years. I took a job in their village to bring my children to school. I have sucked up. I've had to suck up so much what's wrong with the system because I have a child with additional needs and there's no help. It's so broken. I'm not willing to now put them on a bus when I've literally, that's something I really love and enjoy doing is bringing my kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
He's non-verbal. He gets upset travelling. I'm not going to do that because, you know, I there's no spaces. I would really love to see, I think every mainstream school, every school should have ASD classes, not just one. There's more needed. I think it's
okay.
It's just
well,
so
look,
wrong.
Amy, stay with us because, as I said, Natalia is on the line too. Natalia, you're welcome to the program. You have two children with autism. Your biggest issue, yeah, though, now is with your younger child. So tell us what's happening with the school place.
Yes, hi. So my son Connor is at the moment in an Educate Together here in Baldoyle, and he's in mainstream. He's in mainstream, and Connor not only is autistic, but he has Bardet-Biedl syndrome, which involves a cognitive delay and other medical issues. So the fact that he has no access to an education that would honour or that would suit his needs, it's heartbreaking. I mean, he's in mainstream, he's in a mainstream class with other 20-odd children. There's an SNA, but they're very, you know, spread thin. I was saying to the teacher yesterday, we were talking that last week with the whole SNA debacle, it was so stressful, just the thought of the school being potentially having their hours reduced in their SNA allocation. I mean, you can make this up, you know, it's so Connor doesn't have a place in the autism class. And the Department of Education won't sanction two more autism classes because they're not willing to fund the modular that's needed for the structure of said classes. So it's we really are desperate. He's in he already started late. Connor started at five. Because of his needs, he had to do an extra year in preschool. So there's not for him to not continue with his education is not an option. So
so what you want is you want him in an autism class. That is your ask.
Absolutely.
And there is
absolutely
no prospect of that in the school you're in at the moment, is there?
No. No, no. Well, the principal's been amazing. Vouching for us and the you see the school want the autism class. What school these days want autism classes? A lot of schools, they try to sort of dodge the bullet, I suppose, if I can put it that way. But
Well, they're obliged to help, you know, when they can. And I suppose a lot of it comes down to resources and funding, which is what you're hearing from the school. But what is the other option for you if you can't get your child into an autism class in the school you're in? Would you consider moving him to another school? Have you looked at that?
Well, I've applied in all the schools around the area. And you see, I have three other children. So next year I'll have four children in four different schools. So the logistics are mad as they are already. But I have received all the letters saying, we're sorry, there's no, we don't have any places for Connor for the coming September. You'll be put on a waiting list because, of course, they have waiting lists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have waiting lists of children that they have already in the school waiting for a place in one of the autism classes. And these schools were sanctioned last year, but they're yet to open this year.
Yes.
And that's a problem, too, because it's almost like all these children that were meant to get in last year in September because they didn't have the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Now they're opening now. But that's almost seen like, oh, no, we're opening a class in, or the government said, oh, no, this said school is opening a class in 2026. They're not. That was meant to be open last year. So, yeah, we're just waiting. We're just waiting. And I'll have to, like Amy was saying, you know, keep applying and you get all these responses and that, you know, that there's just not a place for your child for school. Yeah. And why does it have to be a battle? Why do we have to put in a position where we need to fight, where we need to be contacting, you know, moving, you know,
I know, and so many place, and so many parents, as we've heard, are in this situation, Natalia. And I don't underestimate how much it takes to speak out about your own family and your own children. So I just want to end by thanking you both for doing that, because it's not an easy thing to do, Natalia and Amy. And let's hope by speaking out that something will happen, something will shift, and that somebody is listening who can do something about it. Back after this break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.